This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy! You dummy!
All right, that's a way to insult 56% of the American people, at least according to this poll, as we open the Robert Scott Bell Show. That was Red Fox! Come on, everybody! Sanford and Sons? I'm coming! What was it, Martha? I'm
Elizabeth.
Coming to see. Elizabeth, I'm coming, Elizabeth!
Elizabeth, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, you big dummy.
I think we're going to keep that, you know, because, listen, we talk about dummies on this show so much. We need to have something for the dummies. And you know what? Not only do we have the Medicare for All dummies, but do you see this thing here? Finally, Nancy Pelosi has decided to step up and do what a lot of people predicted.
What is that?
And tell Donald Trump that he cannot come to her house.
You're not coming to my house. Why? Is there a wall around it? Does Nancy have a wall around it? Is that it?
Apparently, rhetorically speaking, anyway, she has put a wall up around the House of Representatives and is not going to allow Donald Trump to give the State of the Union in the House of Representatives.
I want the State of the Union to be held at Jonathan Emore's house, in the pool, or right outside the pool. I mean, come on.
Well,
wouldn't that be awesome?
You know, listen, there's a short list that Trump has put together of possibilities where he's going to do it. Yeah, I mean, you know Donald Trump. He's not going to let Nancy Pelosi tell him that he can't come over and do the State of the Union there. So
can we just do off-the-cuff Trump stuff and have no script? I would love to see that. No script for a State of the Union for once. Because, you know, every president, no matter what's going on, the State of the Union is strong. No, it's not. And I'll tell you why. Because 56% of the American people, according to this survey, supports Medicare for All. If this is representative of the American people, this is democracy for dummies on drugs. Really? Who on Medicare is like super stoked about Medicare? I mean, maybe there's some people, but I've described yesterday. It really got me started right out of the gate. The furloughed federal workers. We can't afford our metformin. I'm like, well, what has metformin done for you? Has it actually cured your disease, your diabetes? We can't afford the asthma medicine. Well, what has that asthma medicine done? Has it cured the asthma? No. I get it. An albuterol intervention could save your life. I'm not arguing against that. But my gosh, all of this investment, 56% now, it's a democracy if that's the case, right? It's if you got 51% or 50.5% Democratic vote, yeah, you can do anything. You can vote to relinquish or relieve the people who are not in the majority of their right to self-determination in a democracy. This is dumb. 56%. What you want, just like Obamacare, mandatory participation in the third leading cause of death. The third leading cause, the best thing, the most dangerous thing, if you're into danger. Not snow skiing or snowboarding on an avalanche, that's pretty dangerous. It's really good medical insurance. And now you're going to say, wow, if we could all have Medicare for all. We are covered. We've got that single payer, almost that. Ocasio-Cortez will be doing backflips if we could just have, you know, this Medicare for all. Why? And why would 56% of the people vote for that? Because they have no earthly idea how and why they think they need the drugs that they're on to be cheap or free. We have a nation of dummies who are on drugs. And did the dummy start before or after the drug? That could be discussed. That's discussible. But the idea that we suffer, just like I said with Dr. Lee Cowden yesterday on this show, you heard me, I asked, you know, I love asking physicians, medical doctors, licensed, whatever. They got their degrees. And I said, doc, in all of your years of being a doctor, and he's been a doctor for decades, have you yet encountered the one patient who presented illnesses that were evidence of a deficiency of a pharmaceutical drug? Just one. You see thousands and thousands. Somebody. No doctor has yet said, oh, yeah, well, I have a whole cadre of patients. They're just deficient in drugs. That's why we need to keep pumping them full. FDA approves them. You keep prescribing them. So we got this poll in the Hill. 56% of the public supports Medicare for all. This is why I say democracy is dangerous. How easy is it to manipulate half of or more of the population? Look what happened with the young Catholic boy with a red hat on and what the media frenzy started up and said, my gosh, how amazingly horrible this kid is for what, getting in the face of some famed Native American, maybe Vietnam veteran or not. I don't even know anymore. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, attack him. Kill him. I mean, it's like the mob mentality of democracy. Vote him out. And then you hear, what was it, Whoopi Goldberg on The View was asking a good question. Why is it that we keep jumping to these conclusions? What is wrong with us? What is wrong? Mm-hmm. Like, give Whoopi points for asking the question.
Dude, and it wasn't just Whoopi. I mean, the headline I saw showed Joy Behar, of all people, going, yeah, you know, we screwed up. This was wrong. The only reason why we do this, she says, or she does anyway, jumps to these conclusions because they hate Trump so much.
They actually hate Trump so much, yeah. They want him out of office. Okay, granted, there were people that didn't like Obama. But, I mean, this is just delusionally stupid at this point. Dummies, maybe not the right word. Listen, am I an incompassionate boob for saying this? I just got to call it out because you people, and again, it's across the spectrum. It's not just, oh, you're pointing to one race or one. No. It's Americanus, Bubicanus of any color, religion, background, origin. Doesn't matter. If you're in that 56% that wants Medicare for all, you're a drugged dummy. And it may not be your fault. It may not be your fault because, look, the doctors are just as dumb outside of the Lee Cowdens of the world because they treat every one of you like, oh, you know what? The symptom says you need this drug. No, there's no deficiency of that drug. And the symptom is not saying that. The symptom is indicating that, my gosh, you're doing it wrong. You're running the machine wrong, this body. You're giving it the wrong stuff. You're not giving it what it needs. It's gunked up. And a drug is only going to compound the initial problem. And this is the Medicare for all mentality. It's physician only, allopathic, licensed pharmaceutical representatives of the drugged dummy state. Now, the 56% in this poll, I don't think many of them are represented here in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience because they would have run screaming years ago, Super Don. So I don't think I'm risking even offending any of my listeners. I could be wrong. Y'all let me know. But I just find this, you know, It didn't matter if you have a PhD, an MD, a degree of any kind, high school, elementary. In fact, if you just got an elementary education, you'd get this faster than a lot of the doctors. But 56% want Medicare for all.
Attempt to make you feel a little bit better about this number?
Please. That would help. That would help. Yeah.
Okay. Because when you look at, look, keep in mind, number one, this is a poll. Okay,
yeah.
Somebody's sitting there watching Jeopardy and the phone rings.
Kaiser Family Foundation pulled up.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, anybody can call. It could be the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus poll. And, you know, they called people on the phone, and they say, hey, what do you think about this? And this is the answer they gave. They do acknowledge in here, though, and I think this is interesting. that there were wide swings in support and opposition to the idea of Medicare for all, depending on how the question was asked. Now, this is, I think this is kind of humorous. Okay. When people were told that Medicare for all would guarantee health insurance as a right for all Americans, 71%, right?
See, that only increases the dummy quotient when that happens.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying is that they're throwing it out there as a hypothetical, right? It's a right to the government will guarantee that they will take care of you. Hey, people all for it. But when they asked that, or when they told people that this proposal would require that most Americans would pay more in taxes, all of a sudden the thing fell into the basement. 37% then said, as long as it was something they didn't have to pay for.
Well, this is the brilliance of Ocasio-Cortez. Right. As the millennial who says, in 12 years from now, the world is over. Why do we care what it costs? Let's do World War II again. I don't know what she means by that exactly.
As long as I don't have to pay for it, I'm all for it, man.
Right. Yeah. So that's the whole point of this. Who are these parents of these people that voted for this? Did they teach their kids that stuff costs something? That there ain't no such thing as a free lunch? Because tells me if 71% goes up to 71, if they think, it's going to be a right, it's not impressive at all. In fact, it makes me less hopeful for the future of America.
Did you see the interview with Cortez? I'm just going to call her Cortez.
I saw the thing where she said the end of the world 12 years.
There's that. But then there was another one she was doing where she was giving out this grand plan of all the stuff that needed to be done and stuff like that. And I forget who it was. Asked her, so how are you going to pay for this?
Yeah.
And her answer was, we'll just pay for it.
We'll just pay for it, yeah.
That's it.
But again, we've been playing that game, both right and left. Let's be honest about this. Republicans and Democrats have been paying for it. Because we'll just pay for it. The Federal Reserve keeps spitting out the digits and laying the debt on you, your kids, your grandkids, and great-grandkids. And by the way, I come back to that number. I'm going to talk about it again, the real ID tied to your Social Security number. You're a guarantor on that debt, which is not an American debt technically because the Federal Reserve is not federal and has no reserves. Federal Reserve Act of 1913, you want to say grossly unconstitutional. It's an understatement. Folks, again, 56% support. If they think it's a right, then it goes up to 71%. I know it's rude for me to call people dummies. I don't know what else to call them. I think that's a nicer thing to say than what I want to say. You want health care? How about freedom? How about the freedom to choose any kind of healer you want? Watch when the homeopaths sit next to the medical doctors, sit next to the chiropractors, the naturopaths, and they all got to go, here, come see me. Watch prices plummet, and you're going to see the people that are doing the good job in healing, helping you to heal, they're going to rise to the top, and it'll be affordable.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, get ready, my friends. Super Bowl Sunday coming up in a couple of weeks. And get ready for lots of beer and alcohol. Ads, that is, advertisements, as they say in Great Britain. Advertisements, as we say here in these United States. There's an interesting thing about, maybe this is the reason for the big dummies that are voting for Medicare, right? Too much alcohol. Could that be the case? Super Bowl ads, you know, the Clydesdales, the this, I mean, big time beer commercials over the years. Some of the best commercials have been, in fact, beer commercials. But if we look, step back from the amazingness of the creativity of any of these commercials, and including those for beer, let's look at what the danger is for high consumption of alcohol, including ultimately cirrhosis and liver failure. But in a milder sense, even if it's just an occasional thing, you drink heavily, you're drunk, you're out of control, you can't control heavy machinery, least of all your car. You could be violent. How many fights break out, people drinking beer and stuff, right? And so you'd think that the NFL, of course, it's a violent sport. They're trying to tone it down so people don't have as many head injuries because they don't like now, or they fought against the reality that there were head injuries happening, big, big-time head injuries. In the meantime, they worked very hard to make sure that none of the players used the marijuana, right? We can't have them use that plant. The dangerous devil's weed, which we now find out is the key, with the cannabinoids in it, the key to protecting the brain and nervous system of these vicious, from these vicious hits, this traumatic brain injury, this ongoing chronic injury, TBI. So, what does the NFL do? It says, we shall not allow any ads in the Super Bowl for cannabis. No cannabis ads. Now that it's pretty much legal in, what, 32, 34, 35 states, the federal government is obviously saying now cannabidiol, but we're not really going after that. Look in the farm bill. Yet CBS, who's hosting the Super Bowl, is rejecting all ads related to what they call medical marijuana. Cannabis. Cannabis ads not allowed. Yet they will allow all the drinking you want in the Super Bowl, all the beer commercials you want in the Super Bowl. How's that for a little bit of hypocrisy? Just a little bit? How many people are using weed and going out and getting into fights? We've talked about that. What have we seen in those states that have fully legalized cannabis? The drunk driving gone down? Yeah. So what is the basis for them refusing to allow cannabis ads during the Super Bowl? Once again, I'm probably reading too much, giving too much credit for the NFL to do the right thing here. But it's CBS at this point who says, I don't want anybody to know about cannabis, which is not causing, is not really addictive in that same sense that alcohol is. And it's certainly not causing any of the deleterious health impacts or immediate impacts in terms of violence or violence against your body. So Super Don, won't it be, I mean, that would be a real milestone if at these major sporting events that there could be cannabis ads on TV as well.
You'd think so. But hey, listen, I think the problem that you're running into here is a problem that you see across the board on why a lot of things aren't happening in regards to cannabis, and it's because it's still a Schedule I drug, right? Federally, it's still considered illegal. So CBS, I can understand, you know, from a legal standpoint, I'm sure there's attorneys, you know, got in on the whole decision-making process in saying that, you know, listen, we're not going to allow advertising for a drug, you know, that's illegal. And so, I understand a business decision that's something they had to make. Now, logically, you're right. You know, why is it that alcohol, you know, that people die from on a regular basis is okay, but cannabis is not? Well, it's because in this lopsided, upside-down logic world that we live in, you know, alcohol is acceptable. It's legal. You can buy it. You can walk down the street and buy it.
It's also this. Big Pharma, depending on the show, could be 50, 60, or 70% of the ad revenue for the CBS, for any network, right? And Big Pharma's taking a hit because of big cannabis, if I can call it that. It's a little cannabis, but it's a lot of little cannabis. If, however, Trump were to say, you know what, we in New Zealand are the only two countries in the world that allow direct-to-consumer advertising for prescription drugs, if they eliminated that, you could see how fast CBS would be begging cannabis companies to advertise to fill the gap in the revenue that they would be losing, because Big Pharma couldn't put out their dangerous, deadly drugs. In the meantime, that which is helping people and not harming them, cannabis, not allowed anywhere in the television media at that level. Now, irony, I don't know if irony is the right word, but boy, oh boy, if they couldn't have Big Pharma ads, they would be all over cannabis ads. It would be 70% cannabis ads. That'd be all right. All right, folks, we got a question of the day coming up. You plan to travel overseas and they say you need a vaccine. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Fox News poll released Wednesday shows that 43% of registered voters approve of President Trump's job performance, and 56% believe he should deliver the State of the Union address, Well, that won't be happening, though, as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi uninvited the president, citing the partial government shutdown as the reason, to which President Trump replied,
"We were planning on doing a really very important speech in front of the House and the Senate, the Supreme Court. We're supposed to be doing it, and now Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth."
At least five people are dead in a hostage situation at a bank in Sebring, Florida. Police say a 21-year-old entered a SunTrust bank and began shooting. So far, there's no word on the motive of the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't want to pick on any of my listeners, but I see some comments going, well, if Medicare covered homeopathy and natural medicine and detox and CBD and it didn't make me get vaccinated, then I go, yeah, it's okay. I'm like, no, you don't want the government involved in your health care decisions. As a homeopath, I don't want any insurance to cover it. Because a third party will intervene in a sacred relationship between doctor and patient and muck it up. That's a nice way to say it. You want the freedom to choose the healing that you believe is right for you. Maybe biblical. I do believe this is a spiritual crisis. But do you want a third party? I get third party payer insurance when it comes to unexpected catastrophes. That's a legitimate role for what we call insurance. The way they cover insurance for medicine, no, that's not legitimate. It violates the sacred relationship. The doctors, even if they want to do right by you, have to go, well, let me check if there's a code for that. Well, what does my licensing board say about that? They might get on me and de-license me if I do that. So the right thing for you is not going to be allowed, even if there is access to homeopathy. Of course, they'll screw it up because a third-party government bureaucrat will go, well, that's good, that's not good. That's, what do they know? Keep the government out of your personal relationships. And as I said about marriage, stop asking for permission where none is required. Why do you want the government to bless and sanction your marriage? Are they a church? I guess they become one for people. But government, like it's a god. So there I go again, not letting it go, Super Don. I probably need some more CBD. Which I just took, by the way. Got my mint peppermint CBD. Are you looking for Marvin Martian? Is that why you were silent?
Yes.
Okay.
I found Marvin, by the way.
Okay, good. I want Marvin Martian on the show, and that's coming up in a little while. So any other comments anybody have about wanting the government to help them afford their natural medicines? Because that's a recipe for disaster. You can destroy natural medicine as it's destroyed naturopathy. Not traditional naturopathy, like we get through, like, for instance, Trinity School of Natural Health. But naturopathy that's been engulfed and devoured by Flexner Report Medical Schools. You go to naturopathic schools now, if you get a license, you know, licensed naturopathic degree, you're doing allopathic medicine with a little bit of a bent toward nature. A little bit. But you're still, you can prescribe drugs, you can give vaccinations. Chiropractic schools. The majority of chiropractic schools in North America require the people that go there, the students that want to become doctors of chiropractic, to be vaccinated. I know, it makes no sense, right? Because they wanted to be licensed and exalted. Government can sanction us. Like, look, if you want to be a priest or a rabbi or, you know, serve in that way, fine. But this is what they're doing with the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and it's enveloped naturopathy and chiropractic. I'm not indicting all naturopaths and all chiropractors. There are good folks in there. But I want you to recognize the kind of training that's going on. The allopathic domination from 1910 forward, it's not only on, it's almost destroyed those professions. And then people are going to go back to lay homeopathy, lay naturopathy, right? Herbalism, just like our ancestors did. So with that, we will launch into, I think, this.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
We got a question of the day, and it's a good one. This one's coming from Christina. Christina's talking about traveling overseas or out of the country, out of the North American continent, in fact. And she wants to know about, we want to move to Ecuador. I'd say talk to the health ranger, Mike Adams. Didn't he used to live in Ecuador some years back, remember?
And I think so. Yeah.
And then he said, nope, yeah. I'm out of here. I'm coming back to America. So be careful about these trips and moves. But Christina says, we're thinking of moving there with our kids who are not vaccinated. There is a threat of both yellow fever and malaria, and vaccines for those are recommended. Kind of makes me scared. What would you recommend? Benefit versus risk of contracting the disease. Thanks. Love your show, Christina. Well, Christina, I love you for asking the question. This is a big one. And if you're moving there, it's one thing, but even if you're visiting there, they'll say, get a yellow fever shot. Didn't we cover within the last, I don't know, couple of weeks, somebody got the yellow fever shot and died? It was like a politician or something. It was a big time, like, oh, I got the yellow fever shot, died. So when I go overseas, and I have been, I've been to West Africa twice, where they say, oh, malaria, yellow fever. I've been to areas like that. Once I wised up, understood that there are different ways or better ways to protect yourself from those diseases or ailments. And prime among them is the homeoprophylaxis, the concept that was altered, bastardized, and destroyed by the vaccine religion, where they introduce antigens along with other components, which none of which you really want to drink. They inject them into you with the hope that they artificially induce an antibody response. And they say, well, now you're protected. But if they've also damaged your immune response, what good is it that you can identify? So there's no guarantee if they were to give you a vaccine for yellow fever that you wouldn't contract it or something worse. Just like flu shots. It might not be flu, but it'll have all the same symptoms, and it could even be worse because of what was in the flu shot. So we would take the Nosode, N-O-S-O-D-E. That's homeoprophylaxis for yellow fever. And you can reach out to our friend Scylla Whatcott. She's got a website, Superdon. I don't remember. I never do remember it. I apologize. But she wrote about homeoprophylaxis. We've interviewed her, and she was even talking about it in The Truth About Vaccines, along with other doctors from India using homeoprophylaxis. And you can use that for malaria as well. Homeopathic remedies for malaria, which, by the way, going back 200 and some odd years, talking 220 some odd years now, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann started homeopathy because he was so disgusted with the medicines he learned to use as a physician back in the day. Mercury, bloodletting, leeches, things like that. He's like, geez, man, the medicine we have is worse than the disease. Hasn't changed, just got more technical and more profitable. And so he developed the system of like cures like concept, diluting substances that in their full mother state would cause a set of symptoms. And you notice, if you've ever done this, the cinchona tree, the cinchona bark, the quinine, that when you ingest enough of that, you will exhibit signs of fever, very much chills, very much like malaria manifestation. And they applied this bark from the cinchona tree or china tree, and they converted it into a homeopathic form through serial dilution and succussion, and administered it, and lo and behold, it reversed the symptoms of the malaria. That's like cures like. But law of similars means we can expand beyond that. So we can use yellow fever, Nosode, homeopathic homeoprophylaxis for yellow fever, but should there be a manifestation in your body of succumbing to yellow fever, we would then rush to phosphorus, because that's a fever remedy, homeopathic phosphorus. Or for kids, belladonna. But there are other things that we can utilize and do. Now, other things we can do include the use of silver hydrosol, because silver is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial. It works against all bacteria. It stops viral replication, and it will stop fungal reproduction. That's comprehensive. So you can take that, apply it locally. We can also modulate immunity with so many other things. And if you're talking about your kids, I'm having my kids are taking selenium every day, 100% whole food source selenium. That's going to help. Probiotics, the seed of the immune system, making sure their gut is in perfect shape so that the microbiome is in great shape, and that is the seed of 70% or more of your immune response. So that even if you temporarily succumb, you're going to overcome it. Now, I will tell you that the founder, developer of Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23, he and his wife live in Vanuatu now. Not in like this luxury place, but I mean like in the jungles, really. It's sort of primitive. They've had malaria like 6 or 7 times, and they've utilized silver, and they haven't had to use the drugs. Melfloquine, which is the common larium medicine that can create a lot of nasty side effects, including hallucinations. I didn't use that. I used the malaria Nosode, and I had the homeopathic remedies just in case. Also, you want to modulate immunity for your kids? How about some beta-glucan? Beta kids! Yes, beta-glucan. You can chew them up as kids and be good to go. Modulating immunity with that. We had A.J. Lanigan on a couple of weeks ago. Go back and listen or go to betterwayhealth.com/radio. BetterWayHealth.com/radio. Get the beta kids for your kids if you're going to go down there. Keep their immune system strong. We've got a lot of options, a lot of ways to do that. Selenium, number one, is well on the list for minerals. So, homeoprophylaxis, anything else I missed, Super Don? I'm not getting the shot.
Family,
my kids are not getting
Family Homeopathy Care.
.com?
That's it.
FamilyHomeopathyCare.com, Christina. That'll get you over to Scylla Whatcott, and you can plug into the homeoprophylaxis. All right, now, good news on millennials for once. Hey, you know what? Every once in a while, we have these millennial stories that are like, they surprise me. They're like, hey, this is good.
Right?
Right. They're not all okay, Ocasio-Cortez brain injured,
no,
okay?
They're not, to be fair.
No, millennials are ditching the doctor. And this is an article and a video piece, a news story out of CBS New York. And it talks about, and they had a doctor they were interviewing, you know, all the smarmy hosts. And I, oh, and doctor, what do the millennials need to know? First thing they need to know, they need to be vaccinated. And then they went through all the other things. If you don't go see a doctor, you need a relationship with your doctor. And, you know, what if we miss something because, well, you didn't get to go to the doctor, so we didn't get to find something. I'm like, well, you're probably better off because what the doctor does when he or she finds something could lead to your demise. Faster than the something that they find. More often than not, that is the case. And so they go on Money Minutes. It was a long TV segment. And then at the end, and remember, get your vaccinations. So just like we've talked about the well baby visits, doctors Officials in government admit that the reason for well baby visits is to train the parents to keep bringing the kids back for vaccinations. That's it. That's the sole reason for well baby visits. You want a well baby visit? Take your baby to a doctor of chiropractic. That's a well baby visit. They're going to leave even better than when they arrived. You take them to a doctor for a well baby visit, they're going to leave the doctor less well. By definition of the interventions that they are utilizing. First do no harm, doctor? No. Very first thing you do to babies. Hep B vaccines? We're going to talk about that. A shortage of them. What happened it's going to be an interesting story. We got that with Ty Bollinger next hour. So millennials are ditching the doctor, Super Don. You got anything to say about that? I'm happy about this.
Yeah. I mean, overall, it seems like a good thing. Mm-hmm. I will say I think millennials are really into the trendy being healthy thing, too. So I think that may play in their favor in this situation.
Why is that trendy?
But it is kind of. Well, it is. I mean, come on. We weren't eating avocado toast until millennials came around, right?
It's so trendy to be healthy.
That's so true.
Right? I wish I knew about that trend when I was growing up sick. But, hey, I learned the hard way. But sometimes that's the best way to learn it. Indelibly, and I can help others, much less myself. I think I can help myself some. But anyway, they're opting the doctor's office except for urgent care. And that's appropriate. That's when you want allopathic medicine, urgent care, interventions to keep you alive should Humpty Dumpty fall off the wall. Okay, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment before we bring in Ty Bollinger. We're going to outer space next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Who stole his Millennium P-32 space modulator? I want to know. Marvin Martian
it's
is
Marvin.
Back. Marvin on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's always a good day when that happens. Why have we brought Marvin back? Because this story. SpaceX. Remember? SpaceX, he sent his Tesla two-seat Roadster up to space, and Super Don, you and I had a little spat on the air about it. I thought it was completely fake. It was so stupid. It was so stupid, anybody that knows lighting. But why? Why would you waste your money to send a Tesla Roadster into space? Okay, let's put that aside for a moment because it's getting even funnier. It's getting even weirder. I don't know if you've seen this picture of the, did you see the Super on the SpaceX giant rocket ship? I saw this the other day. I'm like, are you kidding me? This looks exactly like the kind of stuff from the 1950s with strings attached and a little blue flame coming out of it, special effects in movies way back in the day. You know, our vision of this silver rocket ship to the sky. And they're like, are you kidding me? You look at this thing and it looks like it's wrapped in tinfoil. And so I don't think we covered it on the air. I didn't want to upset Super Don, but now I have to because apparently a mighty wind has blown wherever this thing in South Texas was. And the top section of the SpaceX shiny prototype of its giant starship that they claim is going to take people to Mars in a few years, it kind of blew over. How mighty was the wind? Gusts as high as 50 miles an hour. Woo! It blew the spaceship down. 50 miles an hour. Ooh, a mighty wind. Oh, yes. They're definitely going to take you to Mars.
50 mile an hour gusts are pretty significant. I mean, come on. You've been in wind.
I'm sorry.
You've been in the wind before.
Yes,
you
but
know.
I'm also not a rocket ship.
You're
and if I'm
sarcastic.
A rocket ship,
right.
Yes, I know.
So, all right.
Right.
So, listen. Okay. Yes. I hear what you're saying. I hear what
yes.
you're saying. Now, I'm looking at. The
how do you
first
like the
picture
look
in the original article, you're right. I looked at that. I thought it was just like some silly picture that they just used for the article. So then I clicked on the link on there that takes you to a previous article where when he had built the stainless steel rocket, right?
Yes.
And they're showing the side-by-side. This is like the before and after. This is the, I guess this is like when it fell over and then versus when it didn't fall over and they look completely different from each other. Yeah, okay, so, yes, it looks like something that Wile E. Coyote would have purchased from Acme.
Acme, exactly.
To chase the Roadrunner with. I have to agree with you on that. Now, I don't know exactly what the application is for this thing, because it looks, they have like a little, like a person standing next to it, and dude, the thing's like ridiculously huge, right?
But it says it's designed to go to 16,400 feet in the air. That's what I'm like.
Right?
It's not meant
to go into space.
It's not going to make 10,000 feet. If it blows over with a wind of 50 miles an hour and the cone falls
obviously
off.
It wasn't. Now, listen, the story that I read, what they did is they knew that this storm was coming. And what happened was when they set up the whatever they call the things to block the wind, right, you know, and secure the rocket.
Yeah.
They were doing it from where they thought the storm was coming from. But apparently the wind changed directions.
Oh, okay.
And so, look, I'm guessing this rocket is a very light rocket. If you look at how it's all crumpled and wrinkled and stuff from falling over, this has a very thin skin like me. I mean,
Elon Musk.
No, thin skin.
Elon Musk and his SpaceX fantasy is just so, this is the dumbing down of the American people to believe that this is a legit scenario. There's nothing legit about it. He thinks, like, by 2024, we could be sending people to Mars. In this 18-story spaceship, we're going to put carbon fiber on it or something. Right? Really, carbon fiber is going to protect you from cosmic radiation. Nobody has solved that. How are you going to send people? The controversies from the Earth to the Moon and the Van Allen Belt, that's enough. But let's go deeper space into Mars. Human beings would have cancer by the time, before they reached, I don't know, whatever. It's just silly. It's just silly.
Maybe the Martians figured out a cure for cancer and they could take care of it when they get there.
I'm telling you, you would not be able to take enough selenium to counteract how fast the cancer would develop because of the cosmic radiation. Remember, folks, this is not me saying it. I'll go back to an interview I did many years ago with Dr. Dwayne Graveling, an MD and also a NASA astronaut, who said the problem with the space travel that we have problems with and we haven't figured out, we don't have the shielding to protect from cosmic radiation. And so you'll go blind from the radiation, much less get cancer before you get anywhere. So I don't know if anybody's funding this. This is just silly.
When he does finish it, will you watch the launch with me?
Okay. With organic non-GMO popcorn in hand.
Okay.
All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Ty Bollinger's getting ready to go outside the box with me. We've got comments on Ocasio-Cortez's end of the world prediction. Her name, Nostradamus. Power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Belzo.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.